Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, beautiful people. Welcome back to Dopamine Damage Control. I'm your girl, Sienna Cruz, and let me tell you, we're diving into a topic that hits us all setting healthy boundaries with technology. Ever feel like your phone has become your boss? Like those notifications are just little tyrants demanding your attention every second of the day? Yeah, I get it. We live in a world where being constantly connected is practically a religion, and let's be honest, sometimes it feels more like an addiction. But listen up, because today we're reclaiming our time, our focus, and our sanity. Now, before you roll your eyes and say, Sienna, easier said than done, hear me out. We're not talking about ditching technology altogether, that's impossible in this day and age. But it's about creating a healthy relationship with it, finding that sweet spot where it enhances our lives instead of controls them. Think of it like dating, you know? You wouldn't want to be glued to your phone 24/7 even if your crush was texting all the time, right? Same goes for technology. It's amazing when used right, but we need to set those boundaries so it doesn't become our toxic ex. So, what are some ways to do this? Buckle up because here are 5 key takeaways that are gonna rock your world. Number 1. Identify your tech triggers. You know those apps or activities that suck you in like a black hole? The ones that make you lose track of time and feel a little guilty afterwards. Yeah, we're talking about them. Take stock of what's really got your attention. Is it social media, gaming, online shopping? Once you know your triggers, you can start to strategize how to manage them. Number 2. Create tech-free zones. This means designating certain areas or times where technology is off-limits. Your bedroom should be a sanctuary for sleep, not a scrolling marathon. And how about those meals? Make them a time to connect with your loved ones and actually taste the food. Remember, you're not missing out on anything important by taking a break from technology, trust me. Number 3. Turn off notifications, yes, all of them. Those little pings and buzzes are designed to keep you hooked, but they don't actually serve a purpose most of the time. Imagine how much more peaceful your day would be without the constant barrage of digital distractions. You can always check those notifications later when it's actually convenient for you. Number 4. Embrace boredom, yes, really. I know, this sounds crazy in our instant gratification world, but boredom can actually be a good thing. It allows your mind to wander, to daydream, and to come up with creative ideas. Think of it like exercise for your brain. The more you challenge yourself by sitting with discomfort, the stronger your mental muscles become. Number 5. Practice mindful tech use. When you do use technology, be present in the moment. Don't just scroll mindlessly through your feed. Engage with the content, ask questions, share your thoughts. Treat technology as a tool to connect with others and explore new ideas, not just a way to kill time. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. It's a Friday evening, and you're finally getting some downtime after a long week. Instead of immediately grabbing your phone and scrolling through social media, you decide to do something different. You put on some music, pour yourself a glass of wine, and light a candle. You take a few deep breaths and simply enjoy the moment. No distractions, no notifications, just pure relaxation. That's the power of setting healthy boundaries with technology. It allows you to reclaim your time, focus on what truly matters, and experience life more fully. It's about creating space for creativity, connection, and joy. So ditch the guilt trip and remember, you're in control. You can choose how technology shapes your life, not the other way around. Remember, beautiful people, this isn't just about setting boundaries, it's about designing a life that feels good, a life filled with intention, connection, and joy. So go forth, reclaim your time, and don't forget to share your experiences with me on social media. Let's chat, let's connect, and let's build this dopamine-free zone together. Until next time, stay vibrant, stay focused, and most importantly, stay you.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.